on alleged drug traffickers from Venezuela. From the White House, CBS's Stacey Lynn.
President Trump says the U.S. has again targeted a boat allegedly carrying drugs from Venezuela. He posted on Truth Social in all caps, "Be warned, if you are transporting drugs that can kill Americans, we are hunting you." He says three were killed in the strike. Earlier today, Venezuelan President Maduro said the recent incidents between the two countries are aggression from the U.S. and not just tensions. He vowed that his country would exercise its legitimate right to defend itself.
The Trump administration continues its fight for almost $60 million to strengthen security for Supreme Court justices and other federal officials. CBS News congressional correspondent Torian Small says White House officials also want to increase funding to protect members of Congress.
This would primarily focus on the executive and judicial, though White House officials believe that there will be a pathway forward by legislators here to figure out what should happen for lawmakers.
American and Chinese trade negotiators, today agreed on the framework of a plan that will allow TikTok to stay in the U.S. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the Money Watch.
The Chinese readout from that meeting has come out, and they're also saying that there is a framework for a deal. So there has to be some indication that ByteDance would be willing to sell, and perhaps that would come at the direction of the Chinese government.
A bipartisan law bars TikTok from operating in the U.S. until it's sold to an organization that doesn't have ties to China. A big fast food chain is making changes to the way its beef is produced. CBS's Jim Krasula has the story.
McDonald's says it plans to invest $200 million over the next 7 years to promote regenerative agriculture practices on cattle ranches. Regenerative ag techniques are used to conserve water, enhance soil health, and reduce the need for synthetic chemicals and fertilizers.
Other big companies, including General Mills, Nestle, Walmart, and PepsiCo, have also been investing in regenerative farming projects in recent years. There was a hearing today for rapper Lil Nas X after he was arrested last month as he was walking down Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles in his underwear and cowboy boots. CBS's Matt Piper.
Lil Nas X was not in court, but his attorneys were, who referenced that the rapper is in treatment. The judge modified the conditions of his August arrest in order for him to be treated out of state at an undisclosed location. His attorney, Drew Findling.
He's had a great life. He'll continue to have a great life. And this is a bump that he's going to get over.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County is rolling out cameras that'll read your license plate. The Sheriff's Department will put out 10 solar-powered cameras on major roads, including parts of I-94. They say the tools have been shown to increase arrests following stolen vehicles and cases with missing people. The Racine County Board approved a $75,000 contract last week, with one supervisor voting against it over concerns about how the data might be used. There's another entrant in the first district contest. Miguel Aranda, a Whitewater school board member, has entered the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district seat. He's aiming to take on incumbent Republican Brian Stile. Several other Democratic candidates are in the race. Iron worker and former candidate for the position Randy Bryce, nurse Mitchell Berman, and retail worker Gage Stills. Following weeks of smoky skies and air quality alerts this summer from Canadian wildfires, the DNR has launched a new map to help people keep track of air pollution. The DNR says map navigation is now easier with simple icons on the side. The system now allows users to get email warnings for notices. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce from Madison announced this morning she's running for governor. Governor Tony Evers isn't seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement video, Royce highlights schools, health care, and jobs as her campaign focus. The Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss the future of local policing. That includes whether to use services from the county sheriff or another agency. That meeting is set for 6 tomorrow night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it. Keep it light. And believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, highs pretty close to 80 degrees. Staying in the upper 70s to 80 with sun on Wednesday and Thursday, cooling at the end of the week with a chance of showers. Right now it's 73.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1967.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And today, we feature the class of 1967. A year when psychedelic wasn't just a word, it was a lifestyle. Tie-dye, beads, and bell-bottoms were the unofficial national uniform, and if you weren't flashing a peace sign, you were probably flashing your library card. On TV, Captain Kirk was boldly going where no man had gone before, while the Beverly Hillbillies proved that, yes, you could strike oil in your backyard and still not understand indoor plumbing. In sports, the very first Super Bowl was played in 1967 in Los Angeles. The Green Bay Packers took the trophy, proving once again that cheese and football are a winning combination. On the radio in 1967, we were listening to Neil Diamond. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today, featuring the class of 1967.
Daytime turns me off and I don't. Forget the day, a day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. Nothing.
but never seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
It's a time to groove.
Oh, time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
They have up a tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
From 1967, it's Neil Diamond and Thank the Lord for the Nighttime on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1967. Neil Diamond said he was always moved by gospel music, and he said that song was probably as close as a white Jewish kid from Brooklyn could come to being a gospel singer. Well, in 1967, Thurgood Marshall joined the Supreme Court.
In 1961, President John F. Kennedy appointed Marshall to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. He served in this position until 1965, when President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed him as the first African-American Solicitor General of the United States. As Solicitor General, Marshall won 14 of the 19 cases he argued before the Supreme Court, further cementing his reputation as an outstanding lawyer and advocate for civil rights. President Johnson subsequently nominated Marshall to the Supreme Court itself on June the 13th, 1967, to replace Justice Tom C. Clark, who was retiring. Despite facing opposition from some Southern senators, Marshall's nomination was confirmed by the Senate with a vote of 69 to 11 on August the 30th, 1967.
And on the radio in 1967, we were listening to The Beatles' Hello, Goodbye. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1967. 1967, it's the Beatles and Hello Goodbye on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. The ending part of that song where the Beatles sing Hela, Hey, Aloha was improvised in the studio, and that part plays over the ending credits to the Magical Mystery Tour movie. Well, in 1967, the U.S. was introduced to the Big Mac.
To all these patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all the sesame seeds on you.
Say that again!
To all these patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all the sesame seeds on you.
To all these patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, onions, on the
lettuce. McDonald's Big Mac, the big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
And on the radio in 1967, we were listening to The Association and Windy. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. It's the Association in Windy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. That's a rare hit song with a recorder solo. Remember playing the recorder in elementary school? It was played on that song by group member Terry Kirkman. Well, in 1967, we went to the movie theaters to see The Jungle Book.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
And that's going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Tomorrow we'll feature the class of 1960.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, this next artist left us in December of 2011. He died of complications from cancer surgery in Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 71. It's Dobie Gray and Drift Away. This is WRJN.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey,
boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and Don Rosen's morning show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's another entrant in the first district contest. Miguel Aranda, a Whitewater school board member, has entered the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district seat. He says he'll focus on family, education, and economic opportunity. He's aiming to take on incumbent Republican Brian Stile. Several other Democratic candidates are in the race. Iron worker and former candidate for the position Randy Bryce, nurse Mitchell Berman, and retail worker Gage Stills. New license plate reader cameras are coming to Racine County. The sheriff's office says installing them will help solve crimes faster and track stolen vehicles more efficiently. The county board voted last week to approve the Flock system. 10 solar-powered cameras will be placed along busy routes like I-94, and they'll capture license plates and turn them into searchable data. Officials say the system only stores data for 30 days unless it's part of an active investigation. That's meant to balance public safety and privacy. Following weeks of smoky skies and air quality alerts this summer from Canadian wildfires, the DNR has launched a new map to help people keep track of air pollution. The updated map gives a clearer, user-friendly look at local air quality using real-time data and color codes. The DNR says map navigation is now easier with simple icons on the side. The system now allows users to get email warnings for notices. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow. Highs pretty close to 80 degrees. Staying in the upper 70s to 80 with sun on Wednesday and Thursday. Cooling at the end of the week with a chance of showers. Right now it's 73.
What you do to me.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
What?
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, a driver in the UK called police to report a drunk driver, and then she herself was arrested for driving while intoxicated. It just goes to prove that old saying, it takes one to know one.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, yeah.
So big and so strong, come a little bit closer.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and our next multi-state text-to-win contest starts next Monday on WRJN. It's your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes, and go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play, so why not download that now at WRJN.com and listen for keywords starting Monday the 22nd on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene.
WRJN.
Just to
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. military has attacked another boat carrying drugs from Venezuela.
We have proof. All you have to do is look at the cargo that was, like, it's spattered all over the ocean. Big bags of cocaine.